Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
John chapter 3 from verse number 1. Praise the Lord. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse number 4 says that Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He said, Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. So we're going to be talking about opportunities. We are going to be talking about what? Opportunities. We are talking about opportunities. God will give you opportunities. Say amen.
Amen.
You will have opportunities in this life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Why are we talking about opportunities and we're reading this kind of scripture? We are talking about opportunities because as a child of God, you are going to have different kinds of opportunities. These opportunities are going to define your existence. Some of the opportunities are going to be opportunities that will be personal, for your personal development. Some of them will also be opportunities that will be beneficial to your household, your family. Others will be to your community. And then also, there will be some that will be to your country. But more important is the fact that God will also give you opportunities that will be for His kingdom. We have explored almost all our lives personal opportunities. Opportunity to go to school, opportunity to work, opportunity to marry. We've explored all these things. Recently, we took an opportunity to construct a 170 meters community drain for this community. It cost us so much, you know, money. But it's an opportunity that will reduce the incidence of sickness and disease outbreak in this community. So we took it, regardless of the cost. The church will have opportunities. Most of the time, when we have personal opportunities, we take it because that's all we live for. If you wouldn't take it, what will you do? Opportunity to be promoted at work. Opportunity to do an internship somewhere. Opportunity to work. Opportunity to marry. I mean, we dress to get that opportunity. Is that also? We dress to make impression. We go to school to get the best grades, to give ourselves opportunities. But there are also opportunities that come to us for the sake of the kingdom. And we don't really talk about that. We talk about the ones that point to us, not the one that points to the kingdom and the king. So this morning we are going to look away from us. We are going to look towards, looking unto Jesus. Looking at the opportunities that come our way for the sake of the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody that you have to be a proper child of God. And tell them this kingdom is not just about you. It's also about the king and his kingdom. Now tell them, if all you came here to do is to give yourself personal comfort, then you are already not doing well at all. Praise God. Jesus is our greatest model and our best model, our perfect model. When good things are in our lives, we become attractive, and then there's also the spotlight on us for attention. When you have attention, you are likely to influence numbers. Last week we were talking about influence. What do you do with your influence? What do you do with your numbers? What do you do with your attention? What do you do with your beauty? What do you do with the things that you have abilities in doing? Things that draw people to you. What do you do with those things? Some have been able to turn their numbers into money. Hello? Or into following. And then they have all kinds of gigs. It's great. And if you have the opportunity, do it. But we should get to that point where we see beyond just us. Because we are also serving in a kingdom. Praise the Lord. And mindset determines the way you function. So if it is never part of your mindset, it's difficult to do. That's why I'm bringing your attention to this. We are very used to coming to church and listening to messages that edify our faith for our personal gains. It's part of the kingdom that you can't serve the king and be the child of a king and things molest you all your life. So part of the kingdom is to receive faith that helps you to deal with things, that gives you progress. But we are here for a reason. Praise the Lord. Please, can you talk to somebody? We are here for a reason. Because the way the message is going to come, we need to preach together first. We are here for what? We are here for a reason. Once we take our eyes off the fact that we are here for a reason, nothing else makes sense. So one day Jesus was there when a man came to him. His name was Nicodemus. This name has been synonymous to private dealings, yeah? Nicodemusly. Yes. But he was a ruler of the Jews. And the Bible said he came in the night and said unto Jesus, Rabbi. So he reckoned that Jesus was not an ordinary person. And whatever Jesus was, we are. Because he's made us so. Praise the Lord. He came and said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher who comes from God. It's too powerful. Say, we know you are a teacher come from God. So somebody comes and says, hey, Charlie. And in their time, if they say someone was a rabbi, it's not a small matter. It's more than going for Mecca. And then he said, you are a teacher. They didn't reckon people to be teachers at all. If they said someone was a teacher, that's a very high level of attainment, because you ought to know almost everything to be seen as a teacher. They could kill you for just saying that you are a teacher. That is not accepted by the society. So for Nicodemus, who himself was a ruler, to tell Jesus that we know that you are a teacher. Jesus was no ho. Did you understand?
Yeah, we know. He didn't say, I know. He said, we know. You're a rabbi and you're a teacher. And you come from God. That was a very contentious issue as well. To say that even Jesus himself, when he said, I and my Father are one, it was a problem for the people. So for this man to come and say, oh, we know that you come from God, but you are a real man of God. A real woman of God. Praise the Lord. These are nice things to hear. Is that also nice things to hear? And we have to recognize also that this man came being attracted to who Jesus was. Not just his person, but what he was able to do. So he said, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. So Jesus was on a different pedestal. We recognize that you are doing miracles and they are not ordinary. They are not settings. These are not settings. These are real miracles. Identifiable miracles. Testimony still day on ground. Not erased. You know. So, you are doing all these things and we reckon that it is God making you do this. Let's see it in a good light. The man came to Jesus because he was attracted to Jesus by the things that he saw God using him to do. People are going to look at us and they're going to see us for whom God has made us to be. Whether you're a great Christian, a great corporate person, an entrepreneur for who God has made you to be. I mean, last night or so, something happened, but people are going to talk about hard work and all manner of work being the reason for what is on display. But we have to get the fundamentals. It said that you are doing all these miracles because God is with you. Then Jesus answered. So the question is, I'm just trying to read the note I made. Nice. The question is, when people approach you for some beauty in your life, for some capacity you have, something attractive that your life exudes, you know, towards them, what should be your response? Hi, sister, you are beautiful. He said, by grace. Some crowd, they will tell you are beautiful, then you will reply, congratulations. God is working in our lives. Do you agree? And the things that God will be using us to do and is using us to do, they blow the minds of people. We sat in the same classroom. We come from the same community. We're not given a chance. We didn't come from very solid background. Even if you did, God is still doing things with you that blows the minds of people. When they come pointing to those things that are powerful in your life, what should be your response? Because Nicodemus came pointing to the powerful miracles Jesus had been doing. And Jesus gave a response. And I've told you that Jesus is our perfect pattern. Praise the Lord. What should be your response? My response is hallelujah. When great things are in your life and people recognize it, what should be your immediate response? As a child of God, because right there is your opportunity. They didn't see God, they saw miracles. They saw a man, came to a man, came to a woman, came to a boss, came to a madam. doing great business. Your business is doing well. God is helping you in this Makola. Everyone's shop got bent in Kumasi. Yours didn't get bent. I'm asking you. Wow, what a woman. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. This kingdom you are seeing, these miracles you are seeing, except you are born again, you forget it. Praise the Lord. Jesus is marvelous. Jesus is exceptional. Praise the Lord. Jesus is very powerful. So, the first response every missionary believer should give when good comments of the supernatural are pointed towards you should be to preach the gospel of the kingdom and tell people to be born again. You are beautiful. Wow. That means that the fish has taken the bait. Praise the Lord. Like your services, the customer has taken the bait. You are pretty. Simple compliment. It's taking the bait. Rather than thinking that Akwa will help me. Is seeing the good work of beauty of God in your life. We are seeing the miracles that God is doing because Yeshua Miami and nine when it doesn't match. So you are a special breed. Away. Nicodemus said, Jesus, the miracles you do for this place is small matter. Jesus said, be born again. Except you are born again, you cannot enter this realm. You know, and when people ask you these things, sometimes they are looking for a cream you are using, where you buy your hair, where you shop. They just like your person and what they are seeing around you. Pastor, what's your secret? Hello? So Jesus is showing us that the discussion should not be about the miracles. Jesus never discussed the miracles. It's not to discuss the anointing that secured the miracles. This is because Nicodemus said, and Jesus replied, the reply Jesus gave was too adrift from the comment Nicodemus made. Say, you are a master, you are a teacher, you come from God. No one can do the things you are doing, these miracles, except God is with the person. Everything is, you know, about addressing Jesus and how powerful he is. You have gone to sing and, hey, madam. The truth of the matter is that anyone admiring us wants to tap into our source. And because of that, you have two opportunities. One, to point them to the product, the miracles, or to point them to your source. When you have opportunities like that, am I boring you? You can either point them to the miracle, oh, miracle, would you make sure anointing, you make what you are, but you make what you are, macho press, boya, you make sure you come, you make sure you come, you do a prayer. And you can see that Jesus had the opportunity to point. Chale, when I chatted, I was 15 years. Because some people will come to you, they will see your intelligence and they even want their children to come close to you. All these are opportunities. You are a single mother, you've been able to educate your children. Someone has entered into single motherhood. You don't show them skills. Jesus did not point to them the skill that had made him to attain to that level. He went deeper than the skill, than the product. You know, normally when someone encounters maybe a traumatic event, they look for someone who has gone through that successfully and they refer the new person to the person who has successfully gone through that. So you are there, you have trained 3 children, successful. Someone loses the husband or whatever. They try to bring the person to you. Can you help this person for us? Sometimes it's someone grieving. Are you here? Someone in an accident. When they come, what should you do? As a missionary believer, not every believer is a missionary believer. That's why Jesus said that in the end, I will say, you did this in my name, but I did not know you. You can be a believer, but you are not recognized because you don't have the mission at heart. It's not part of your mind. It's not part of your existence. And when you have opportunities, Christ don't come into your head. It doesn't come. It doesn't appear. You talk about, Jesus did not speak about the product, the miracles. You know, people will admire your voice. Hey, nay, what do you mean to say angel? Swear they are admiring it. So how do you do it? Then he said, oh, when I wake up. Wow. Have you heard Nay speaking before? It's as if she was not born in Ghana. When I wake up, you know, I jog and I warm up and I do my morning routine and, woman of God. How did you build this, your company? People want to know the product you have. How you have done it. I've risen to the top. People want to know how you have done it. Jesus never focused there. He said that except a man be born again, he cannot enter this product you are looking for. This kingdom product. This kingdom thing called miracles. Because a miracle is a product of the kingdom. And it's a normal product there. The people want the product. You can see that for even a pastor who is blessed with an anointing that makes things happen through the power of the Holy Spirit, so many people can be in your church looking for what God can do and not for God. They may be looking for what they are looking for and not necessarily Jesus. So when you have an opportunity, we'll get in there. The admiration people have for the things that are beautiful in your life is an opportunity for you not to focus on the things they are looking at. I wrote something here. I say, here the miracles are referred to as seeing the kingdom of God. That's what the domain of the king brings. But a person has to first be qualified, be born again first. He said, except you are born again, forget about these miracles. Jesus said, you are attracted to the wrong thing. It's good, but it's the wrong thing. If you want it, you can't focus on it. Because there is a source to what you are seeing. And if you are not qualified, certified by the source, you just be hanging around and you become a cheerleader. You become a hype man. Yesu, Yesu. Chale, we yen sentrene. We yen mani efe. We say, we made a crown out of it. We yen sentrene mani efe. What power. So you can see that the ensuing conversation implies miracles were advertisement for Jesus to focus the mind and heart of Nicodemus on the most important thing, which was his salvation. Are you with me? As a child of God, when you step out there, when God gives you the first opportunity, God gives you his life. that you are breathing. When someone says, good morning, good morning. Today too we are at work. You're looking good. That's an opportunity right there. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, except a man be born again. What a conversation. The man came from one direction. Jesus took it to another direction. He said, the miracles you are doing are too powerful. Jesus said, you have to be born again. No. These things you are seeing, they are not the main things. The real thing is that for you to enter this level of the success you see in my life that you like, you need to be qualified first. And the qualification is that you must be what? Born again. What for Yesu ana? Say, ah, madam, when you're saying, you know, about age, like my sister here, she has refused to grow. You know, recently, last summer, I was in UK, and the household, the family that hosted me, were watching one of our streams, and they saw her. And the man and the husband, they were raving, they were jumping. Hey, the lady is in your church. I say, yes, so he said, hey, he's the age mate. Say, when they almost sees who came closer, they were in charge. That's Pastor Ben's relative. They were in charge in town. And you know, the last time she heard about her was she was in America. So she was surprised. Oh, I said, oh, she's in church. So, wow, God is wonderful. And she said she's looking good. You know, she's not a small girl. So he said, madam, can you show us the secret to your forever young? He said, oh, avocado, avocado. Avocado, na yana, me dey too many minti. Me wrinkle. And I take my collagen. Yeah, that's why. Showing us your top secret. When you're serious. Some people have planted avocado inside their stomach. And umbone ebu agumuno. Ebu akim. When you have the opportunity, Christ is expecting you to take the conversation in a certain line. Someone heard that your family, everyone is a professional, engineer, lawyer. Da, 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 da. You even did yours at a record time. Wow, what's the secret? Because you see, you can't build in the air. They're talking about miracles, but there is the one who makes the miracles a reality. So yeah, maybe you have some things that are attracting you to come have a talk with me, ask me about how my company is doing and all of that. You know, so maybe we have a software, you know, for catching thieves, for people not stealing and all of that. You know clearly that regardless of all that, but for God's grace, that's a founder. That's what people have to hear. Do you understand? Hello? That's why when people are attracted to you by the product, the fruit of your life, you have to point them to your source. The fruit will not be available without the source. He said, I see your kingdom. Chale, omu chedi ane wa kingdom, ho. He said, the dom will not happen if the king is not on ground. You need to know the king first to enter his kingdom. Someone say conversations. Sister, Have you reconsidered? Have you thought about it? Yeah, they say, you have been in operations for 25 years. How did you do it? People stole to 2 years pay in operations. They stole and they sacked them. You have been there for 15 years. You cannot start talking about discipline, contentment. There is no human, every human being is a thief. Born bad, born thief, born discontented, never content. Look at Adam. Jesus, the Lord gave him the whole garden minus one. He went for the one. Pastor, one pastor asked me, say, how come you have fine girls in your church? So is he not doing you anyhow? And he was very free to me. He told me, he said, Charlie, some of the things I have done, I don't think I can pastor your church. I said, why? He said, the girl's fine too. Even when I'm watching online, I'm having problems. So, then he asked me, he said, what is your secret? Then I said that. I said, the love of God. The love of God. The love of God. Not love for God, though. The love of God constrains me. It's not because my father, we are 7 from 4 women. Do you understand? It's in my blood. My DNA is already polluted. Do you understand? So I shouldn't be talking about, you know, is the discipline, is the focus, is focus. What focus? What focus? Paul was a murderer until he met Christ. If it is not Christ, you continue to murder thinking you are doing the work of God. And he had gone for certification to go and kill people in Damascus, thinking that that is the real work of God. Jesus had to meet him and say, brother, Charlie, we couldn't be here. Yeah, sure. Without an encounter with Jesus, yeah, the things that we call sinful, they look exciting. Very, very, very exciting. You know, sometimes when we are talking, and me, I sometimes speak to a lot of people, and they say, oh, akwa we oye mba sem do them. Say, oh, but so you're born again. And so everybody is too much. I say, ah, but if you are not born again, Charlie, what else, if you're a man and you don't have low libido, what else goes sweet past women? Doing women, like what else? You have some small money. Oh, Charlie. Ja. For some corner. Women. Men. Yeah. Only difference is Christ. You see the way cockerel wake up at dawn and do cockerel. Sorry, I'm not a whisker. Now go up, bottom. Can think about and obi anya ready. My first aside way. Nanya humidawati. Christ. Praise the Lord. He said, don't look at me and what I'm doing. No, there is someone sponsoring this thing. Jesus is making the miracles happen. Praise the Lord. You see, people will allude to the blessing in your life. They will even unintentionally, unconsciously credit God, but it is not part of their consciousness. So we know that no man can do these miracles except God is with him. But they don't know that God. They don't know that God. And when you read Jesus just beginning to talk to the man, please give me that scripture. Verse 4. Jesus answered, you have to be born again. Praise the Lord. Verse 4. Before you can enter this level of operation, if you are a Christian, your academic excellence has to still be pointed to Christ. We have his mind though. That's what Corinthians says. He said, we have his mind. We have his mind. He said, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born again? That Jesus Christ was surprised that some of the top people in society, men and women of substance, in church, outside church, in our workplaces, they give money to church and still don't understand the process of salvation. Some of them, they are very generous to church. They give to church. In fact, they never give to shrine. They give to the work of God. They sustain. They pay for missions and all of that. And still, like Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, they still don't know the process of salvation. He said, if a man is old, will he be born again? Jesus said, wow, what a question. And he was a ruler of the Jews. Jesus' own people. Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Wow. Look, in the church, the church will be one of the biggest vehicles for people to go to hell. We are in church, we love God, we are serving and all of that, but we have still not made the most important switch. Whatever we are doing here, it's still not a salvation. This one is maintenance of the salvation. But you can be with us, in us, and you don't have the salvation. The salvation is Jesus himself. In your life, in your heart. When you don't have him, everything you are doing is just around. Hello? And tell somebody, God doesn't have a problem giving you miracles. Even if you don't have Jesus. It's not a problem at all. Do you understand? Jesus said in verse 4. In verse 5, please. In verse 5, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You must be born. Have you been saved? That's a question. Are you saved? You can be married to a pastor and you are still not saved. It's marriage. Can be a pastor's wife. They call you Asafumami, but you are not saved. You can be pastor's husband. And you are not saved. Hello? You can be pastor's child. And you are not saved. Praise the Lord. You can be a pastor and you are not born again. Please ask somebody by your side, are you saved? This is a serious conversation. Ask somebody, Charlie. Are you saved? It's good to showcase what the Lord has done for us, but the best thing we have, the most valuable thing to showcase, is our salvation. This Jesus, when people come to you, they must know him. You are paying the school fees of people. You have to be very mindful whether they are saved. Are you saved? If they are not saved, it's a problem. Because you know that whatever is happening here on earth doesn't end here. We will cross over. And when we cross over, the Bible talks about the judgment of Christ. Hey! So at the judgment seat of Christ, what's going to happen? Salvation, salvation, salvation. When we step out there, somebody say, hey, your watch is nice. That's an opportunity has come for conversation. However you will start it, your main aim should be that, Charlie, you would tell a story, sir, if they ask you about the bush and you have learned about the bed. You have to, from the bush, oh, you say, what is the essence of the bush when there are no beds? At this point, you know, one will ask, what is a bed? You ask about a watch. You know? Yeah, the watch is fine. Oh, I know where they stay. But, you know, there were times that Charlene made you cry. Until me be sure, yes. And then me so me to me bo watch. So, yes, necessary. What bravo? What would then say? A when your paragraph by Kubia, wait me, I try train here. Upon a woody and a Antono. Hello? One time I was marking someone's paper. And we said, Nipane deviated question. We deviated some. We said, there's a question, and the person has set his own question and is answering with his own marking scheme. But baby, I know why I found them. Everything the person was writing there was correct. So I called the boss that anypana why. But maybe your Wi-Fi, you know. No, I'm crying super pepe. And the band, or see if you know any. It's what she have been no banamba. Hey, okay, let's look at the assignment. Let's look at the classwork. Let's look at this. Let's go. You can't fail. It's an intelligent brain. Say your watch is nice. There's an opportunity. Me wearing watch, this is supernatural. Tell you, it's Jesus. Hello? So, Jesus, you can see here, is telling them, you have to be born. Verse 6, please. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the spirit is spirit. So, there is, when you are naturally born, you are flesh. Then there is a second birth. That is what we are talking about as Christians. Every human being on earth is naturally born to this earth. But Jude says that, is it Jude or Titus? He says that this is the grace of God that has appeared unto all men. That is Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise God. You say, my man, wow. Wow. What is the secret? Praise the Lord. Is Jesus making the difference? Praise the Lord. Being born of the Spirit, born again. So many people of substance do not understand what it means to be born again. The process, say process. Yes. And the reason why, one of the reasons why I am speaking to you is because that process can never be complete until you and I become responsible towards God. In Romans chapter 10, verse number 8. Romans 10:8. It says, "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach." Verse number 9. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So, first of all, okay, let's just read and we'll come back. Verse 10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." And this whole chapter, it was just dealing with two fundamental things: righteousness by the law and righteousness by faith. Praise the Lord. He said, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." 11, "For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." Then he now comes to tell us, "For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him." He's rich unto all. He said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Praise the Lord. Are we learning something? Now, he begins to show us the process that has to happen for people to be saved. If you are already saved, what would it take for others to be saved? "How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed?" It's a question. They have to believe to call on me. Don't call on the powers, a being that you have not believed in. "And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?" They have to hear to believe to call on him. "And how shall they hear without a preacher?" That's where you come in. One verse has just packed the whole process for people to be saved, to move from darkness into light. One verse. One verse. And at the foundation of this salvation process here on earth is a preacher, a man, to activate a supernatural package that only Jesus has offered to human beings. The requirement for that happening is a man. Without a preacher, he said, "How shall they preach except they be sent?" That's what I've come here to do. As it is written, "How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was preaching about favor. You see how people will shout hallelujah here? Next verse, please. "But they have not all obeyed the gospel." They have not all. So, first of all, the scripture is clear that people cannot be saved except a preacher is sent to preach. If you are a genuine pastor, everything we are doing as pastors is to bring people to salvation. In the end, our job is supposed to move people from darkness into light. Praise the Lord. In the end, whatever you are doing, oh, at the end of the day, when we stand before God, it's not how many visions you saw, it's not how many people you healed. In the end, it's just to bring people to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. So whether you are a prophet, since our prophets are very happy to defend that office, whether you are a prophet, you are an apostle, you are whatever you think you are, after doing all the encomiums, you have to understand that the kingdom will suffer greatly if you are not a sender of preachers for the salvation of the souls of men. You have to be a sender of preachers for the salvation of the souls of men. How can they preach except they've been sent? If the church doesn't send, the church can end. Because even the natural course of growth will make people die and die and die and die. And if new people are not being won into the kingdom and maintained in the church will end. And we have seen in history how churches have ended. In Turkey, I think, was Ephesus. Today, Turkey is 100% Islam. Church has ended. I was listening to Pastor Paul Eneche. He went to do a crusade in Pakistan. It was meant to do 2 days. At park, morning, afternoon, blah, blah, blah. When he did the first brutal night, people gave their life to Christ and they shut them down. Because Pakistan is an Islamic state. We cannot be here dancing because of Kipper's musical. It's powerful. But as you are singing, you have to become a preacher. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody that the goal is for you to become a preacher. You. Yes. That's the goal. That's why when I'm preaching, I'm not using big English. Or I'm not making anything complicated for you to think that there were a bad thing. Ah. The humanetics and the apologetics and the homiletics and the human. Hey, no. And the Greek lexicon. Even if I were to use it, I'll just break it down small. Do you understand? So, the goal is to send preachers. Praise the Lord. Preachers to where? To the world. Wherever human beings are, the goal is to send preachers. We have been sent. But before you get there, there's something called discipling. A pastor disciples, teaches you the word, shows you what it means for people to be saved, how to present Jesus to people, praise the Lord. Sent you out there, you become the embodiment of the gospel. So that we are not able to separate the message from the messenger. When you appear, the gospel has appeared. Praise the Lord. How? He said they can't preach except they are sent. Today we send you to your school. The school where you teach. We're sending you there. Today we send you to the bank. Today we send you onto your social media platform where you have so much influence. We send you there. Are you saved? Do you have Jesus? We're sending you to your family. We're sending you to your community. Today we're sending you as a preacher to your boss. That coming Sunday, your boss and all your line managers should come to church with you. What is the aim? Is to present Jesus to them. In whichever package they are used to, they have to see Jesus at the center of it. Praise the Lord. You have to see Jesus at the center of it. So that scripture is beautiful. Is it not beautiful? Yeah. He said, yeah. How shall they preach? It's powerful. Except they be sent. Verse 14, please. How then shall they call on him whom they have not heard, whom they have not believed, sorry. And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? That's somebody that the salvation of the next person is in your mouth. Tell somebody the salvation. You are the preacher that will bring the salvation to someone else. And if you refuse to preach, people will stay in hell. People will stay in darkness. People will never repent, because repentance is not a natural cause in human beings. Faith cometh. It has to. He said, behold the Lamb of God. He cometh to take away the sins of the world. You are not born with it. He comes to take. He has to be given, introduced into a person's life to take away the sins of that person. Praise the Lord. So when you preach, you talk about, when you preach, what do you talk about? You talk about Jesus. You talk about your life, how he changed you. Paul said, just look at me. I was one of you. I was the ringleader. He has touched me. And the same touch he touched me, that's why I'm just telling you who touched me. Simple. Praise the Lord. The man was, he said, I don't know whether he's right or wrong. I was blind. He touched me, I can see. I can only talk about him. Or I don't. That's all. He's my savior. Praise the Lord. He says that, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? How shall they believe whom they have not? You are the preacher for people to hear. You are the one to make people hear. That's why when they say, hey, your dress is nice, I pick it. I fa sharp. I say, go away. Me dresses, conversation, where Ontario, fair, some person to Jesus. They made to me a dresses 7 days, a man. Because you have to be agenda driven. Me dresses 7 days, a tongue cries, a man. She Christ. Turn hot. I'm out. It's powerful. If you know the reason why you are successful, then you are a big failure. If you are a Christian and Christ is not the foundation of your success, of who you are, then you didn't even come at all. They must hear from you so that they can believe. A person, not you, not your success. Your success has a story. That story has a person driving it. Christ is that person. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise God. Is God talking to somebody here this morning? This is the opportunity we have to do the work of the kingdom. And you see, people mostly, when it comes to sin, the thing is very heavy on people. But look at salvation. Salvation is not really, please, can you go up? verse 8 thereabout. Yeah, he said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, that one shall be saved. But he says that, verse 8, but what saith, the word is 9, verse 9, please. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The salvation doesn't talk about your sin. It's not talking about ukumnipa. You see, when we go out there to preach, our job is not to let people stop the things that we think are wrong that they are doing. That's not salvation. This is the salvation. This is how the salvation comes. Verse 10, please. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. But I want to go. Please go. He said, for the scripture, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For, next verse, please. 13, please. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So you can see that even the confession, go back to the confession scripture. I think that's verse number 10 or something. Yeah. Even the confession, look at it, look at me. Hello? It is not confessing the multitude of your sins. How many sins can you confess? Because salvation is not confession of sin. Salvation is receiving the one who has made the payment for sin, so that in you receiving him, you have received his righteousness and he has taken your sin. So that is why you denounce in a name and you receive in a name. You are confessing Jesus to be your Lord and personal Savior, because he died to take your sins. And he being in your life substitutes your nature of sin and gives you his nature of righteousness. Or else, you will do the Roman Catholic prayer. Boni amekai, yamenkai, nemaya na junim, nemaya na. How many are you going to confess? How many of them? Salvation is not an interrogation of sin. How many people have you killed? No. He said, if you confess, give me the scripture, with the mouth. He said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When you confess Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, he comes into your life. Hello? Takes away the sins of the world. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. So salvation has become like a very complicated. No. We are giving Jesus to the world. When they receive and believe him, that's salvation. When he's in their lives, the Holy Spirit now helps them to now overcome things that are activities that the nature of Christ in them does not subscribe to. That's why the drinking, it will start becoming some way. Do you understand? The womanizing will start becoming some way. Hello? Let's rise. Hello? It will just become some way. Once Christ enters there properly, you got it. receiving Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. It's light. The light shineth in darkness. The darkness is a nature of sin. The light is a nature of righteousness. When you turn it on, darkness struggles to stay under its ambience. Jesus, oh, praise the Lord. Now look at it this way. There is someone in your office who must be here on Sunday to hear about Jesus so that they can believe into salvation. Imagine that another person's salvation is an opportunity God has given you. And you get yourself so encumbered about you that you miss or you don't take the opportunity God is giving you for another person to be added to the kingdom. How can you call yourself a success? If I give you an opportunity, you will take it and possibly you will add value to your personal life. God gives you an opportunity, you miss it. Can you call yourself a success? You embrace my opportunity, you do not embrace God's opportunity. You are a failure. Big time. The opportunity God is giving us this day is you are in the car. He said, are you the Tanzi? I saw your song. Hosanna Adoration. Wow. You know, and typical of women. Oh, your voice is very powerful. You are dying because taxi driver said, your voice is beautiful, you are blushing. These are all products, attractive products for us to introduce the man behind the business to people. I said, brother, I like your height. Is it not Jesus who gave me the height? Now Jesus. He said, Bema Tintin Grandpa. So wow, glory be to God. Oh wow, you're a Christian. Yeah, I'm a Christian. Jesus. You invite them to the space where they can hear the message, where they can begin to fraternize with the right atmosphere and people so that they will yield their hearts. It's difficult to yield your heart to Jesus Christ in a nightclub. It's easier in the church. Two of us. Please, are you with me? Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, where we have gotten to, if Jesus is not at the center of your heart's desire, why are you? Like you are in church, but you are lost. Yeah. Why are you? At this level, sister, he has to be at the center of your desires so that you are to transmit that same energy and desire to other people. Because I cannot see any other thing happening to your life than God making you greater and greater and greater and greater and greater. Bible says we are moving from glory to glory. So definitely you are going to move from glory to glory. But what's going to be your conversation? The glory will come. Praise the Lord. Some of us never thought we would ever marry. He made it possible. Never thought we would ever travel. He made it possible. You had a dream. You didn't think you wake up. You woke up. To do what? To tell about him to the world. Praise the Lord. Come on now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that is the main aim. Tell somebody, our main aim here is to become preachers about Jesus Christ. Clap your hands and bless the Lord. Jesus, I believe you died. You took away our sins. I receive you. I'm now a righteous person. You cannot make a list of sins. How many will you remember? I receive you. I receive you. Praise the Lord. I receive you.
Give me proofs, give me presence, give me room, give me substance, give me proofs, give me presence, let it show that I met with you, let it show that I met with you, let it show that I met with you. 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 Oh.
Let it show that I met with you.
Give me substance, give me proof, give me presence, give me you. Give me substance, give me you, give me presence.
Let it be evident that I please lift your hands. Father, let it show that we have met you. I want you to, in the next 30 seconds, talk to the Lord. I want it to show. Let it show that I have met with you. Let it show that I have met with you. Let it show that you are in my life. Let it show, let it show, let it show, let it show, let it show. Let it be known that you are in my life. Let it be very visible. Give me substance, evidence, proofs. Give me you. Let it show that I'm your ambassador. Let it show. Let it show. The product, the miracles that I need to have to be able to have access to present Jesus. Let it show. Let the encounter you have had with me. Let the transformation. Let it show. Let it show. Let it show. Rabba Koperia Sundala Vataha. Jesus, people, let it show. Lekwapina Sula Teso. Yes. Shambarakamanda Lekopara. Make me a proof to the world that I've met with you. Ekora no sebre no kelesho delebehe. Let it show. Hey. Ela mama shule la manana. Hey. Ashana na 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 kosata. Pray to God. At the moment, the way my life is going, is it a show that I've met with you? Is my world convinced that I have met with you? Am I convincing my world that I have met with you? I am in all sorts of things all over the place. But today I lift my hands. Let it show. Let it show. Let it show that I have met with you. Recopara no sepre no kwashai. Let it be clear that I have met with you, Jesus. Bako shepen wasinda leko feliato. Let it show that I am with you. Hey, la, 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 la. Let it show. Oh, la, la, la. Let it show. Oh, yes. Yeah, let it show. Let it show. Jesus. Let it show. 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 Let it show that I met with you. Yes.
shata la babaya. Rababa shata le brekoperia la da da batasa. Hey. Mashaklo ben dile mekose. Esh. Everybody to yes. Close your eyes, please.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.